Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck. And now the news. Federal regulators have again signed off on the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine after a small number of clotting cases led to a pause. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports Oklahoma is on board.
Last week, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced that six cases of severe but rare clotting side effects, specifically in young and middle-aged women, had been tied to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. They recommended everyone hold off on administering it until further investigation. That investigation found that the side effect is, in fact, rare, 15 cases among 8 million vaccinated with Johnson & Johnson. Regulators deemed the vaccine safe. They also paused administration for another reason, to prepare physicians. This clotting side effect acted differently from others, and the medication that doctors would typically prescribe, heparin, actually made the condition worse. So the FDA wanted a pause until providers knew how to identify and treat the condition. The Oklahoma State Department of Health announced it lifted the pause on Monday morning. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.
Governor Kevin Stitt signed three major anti-abortion bills on Monday. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports.
The Oklahoma legislature passed a slew of anti-abortion bills so far this session, and Governor Kevin Stitt signed three into law on Monday. His office released a statement which said the governor is following through on his promise to sign all anti-abortion measures that make it to his desk. He signed a so-called heartbeat bill, which outlaws abortion once a heartbeat can be detected, one heightening license requirements on doctors who perform abortions, and one that would revoke a medical license as punishment for performing an abortion. Pro-choice advocates have criticized this legislation for several reasons, including the likelihood they will spur costly lawsuits and probably be struck down, as similar measures have in the past. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.
A bill aimed at promoting civility during local government meetings has been signed into law. Senate Bill 403 expands existing law, which makes it illegal for anyone to willfully disturb, interfere, or disrupt state business, to include local government meetings. Senator Brenda Stanley of Midwest City is one of the principal authors of the bill.
Senate Bill 403 is a bill to bring civility back to public meetings. This would include county meetings, it would include cities, and even local school board meetings to make sure that we can conduct the people's business with decorum and respect. It does not impede First Amendment rights. You have that ability to speak at public meetings. We just want to restore good decorum and respect and civility. Thank you.
Under SB 403, those convicted of violating this statute would be guilty of a misdemeanor and would face up to a year in the county jail, a fine of up to $1,000, or both. SB 403 took effect immediately upon the governor's signature. Some major reforms are coming to Epic Charter School that will keep the virtual behemoth open. State Impact's Robbie Korth reports a settlement agreement between Epic and the Oklahoma Statewide Virtual Charter Board was signed off on Monday.
Epic's controversial learning fund will become public, financial reforms will be instituted, and new oversight structures will be put in place. Those are just a few of the changes Epic agreed to in a 16-page settlement agreement that ends the threat of termination for the virtual charter school. The board's chairman, Robert Franklin, said shortly after the vote that the settlement should send a message to the schools overseen by the board.
It's a clarion call to all Oklahoma public virtual charter schools that governance and oversight must be managed transparently and with fidelity.
State Auditor and Attorney General Special Counsel probes are ongoing, but the possibility of a closure next fall, which had been the potential outcome of termination proceedings, is gone. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
Oklahoma Senate Democratic Leader Kay Floyd and Senate Democratic Caucus Chair Kevin Matthews have filed a formal complaint with Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat regarding violations of Senate rules by Senator Nathan Daum. In the complaint, they assert that Daum has publicly exhibited behavior which we believe violates Rule 5, Conduct and Ethical Standards, Rule 5.1, Legislative Conduct, as found in the Senate Rules and Joint Rules of the 58th Legislature of Oklahoma, 2021-2022. Last week, the sitting Oklahoma Senator, Nathan Daum, made egregious remarks about Vice President Kamala Harris in a statement he issued about banning paper straws. KCCU encourages you to be safe and stay well. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.
I'm Helen Sini, host of Deutsche Welle's weekly news magazine Inside Europe. We dig a little deeper into the important stories shaping the region. From Dublin to Moscow, the issues facing Europe are also touching many Americans. So join us this week as we explore the people, politics, and culture of one of the world's most dynamic regions.
Inside Europe, Sunday mornings at 9 and Wednesday afternoons at 3 on KCCU.
I'm Scott Simon. Plan to join us Saturday morning for Weekend Edition Saturday from NPR News.
This Saturday morning from 7 until 9 here on KCCU, your public radio station for NPR News and classical music.